Hello, welcome to Wombats and Music. This is your host, Harry Baya. I bring you Wombats and Music Monday nights at 7 and Saturday afternoons at 1 when there isn't a football game at Emory and Henry. And it's my chance each week to play for you songs I think are extra special and put in reading, stories, jokes, things that I call Wombats. And that's my title of the show. Wombats and Music, and I do have a wombat today. It's a wombat show. We're going to start off with something I think of quite a bit these days. The words get to me. It says, the main title is, "Give me just a little more time, Lord. I'm ready when you call me, but give me just a little more time." I think a lot of us feel that way sometimes. There's just not enough time to get everything done. We're only here for so long, and we've got a lot we wanted to do. "Give Me Just a Little More Time," sung by The Finest Kind.
I'm busy every day as I travel on my way to the city far beyond the sky. And there's not a doubt the time is running out and the harvest is drawing nigh. Gonna need a little time to gather in the grain before I leave this world behind. I'm ready when you call me, Lord, but give me just a little more time. Give me just a little more time. Give me just a little more time. So many precious souls are lost in sin, so many may be left behind. I've got a lot of things I need to do before I leave this earthly clime. I'm ready when you call me, Lord, but give me just a little more time. Need a little time to labor for the Lord before the final judgment day. I need a little time to preach His holy word to the sinner man along life's way. Every moment that I have to tarry here below, I will try to make my lamp to shine. I'm ready when you call me, Lord, but give me just a little more time. Give me just a little more time. Give me just a little more time. So many precious souls are lost in sin, so many may be left behind. I've got a lot of things I need to do before I leave this earthly clime. I'm ready when you call me, Lord, but give me just a little more time. Give me just a little more,
give me just time,
give me just a little more time. So many precious souls are lost in sin, so many may be left behind. I've got a lot of things I need to do before I leave this earthly clime.
I'm ready
when you call me, Lord, but give me just a little more time.
Said I'm
ready when you call me, Lord, but give me just a little more,
little more time.
That was "Give Me Just a Little More Time" by The Finest Kind. And you're listening to Wombats and Music. We're coming to you from Emory and Henry University at WEHC and also WISE in Wise, Virginia. And the next song is from 1972, "Take It Easy" by the Eagles, one of their biggest hits.
Seven women on my mind. Four that wanna own me, two that wanna stone me, one says she's a friend of mine. Take it easy, take it easy. Don't let the sound of your own wheels drive you crazy. Stand and take it easy. take it easy. Don't let the sound of your own wheels make you crazy.
Take It Easy by the Eagles. Next up is Love is Strange by Mickey and Sylvia from 1956. Oh, that's a way down the line. And the strange thing is that they like a lot of songs. The couple, the man and the woman, have a sort of a conversation going on in the middle of the song. And we, the listeners, are sort of part of the room. You know, we're hearing this going on, and it makes us feel like we're part of it. It does me. This is Love is Strange by Mickey and Sylvia. That was Love is Strange by Mickey and Sylvia. Next up is something from Canned Heat. They were kind of a rock band back in the 60s and 70s, and they mined blues. They liked the blues. They went back and found old blues songs and converted them. This is one of them they did that with. Going Up the Country by Canned Heat, one of their biggest hits. Thank you. That was Going Up the Country by Canned Heat. Next up is Helen Schneier. I knew Helen personally. She was a performer on a lot of the weeks and weekends I went on for years, and one of the best song leaders I ever met. I learned a number of songs from her. This particular one I learned well and performed a number of times, and I always did it as close to the way she did it as possible. Wayworn Traveler, the story of Christian search for revival and arriving in the Promised Land. Here's the Wayworn Traveler. It was a hard journey.
I saw the wayworn traveler in tattered garments clad, and struggling up the mountain, it seemed that he was sad. His back was heavy laden, his strength was almost gone, but he shouted as he journeyed, deliverance will come.
And palms of victory, crowns of glory, palms of victory, I shall wear.
The summer sun was shining, the sweat was on his brow, his garments torn and dusty, his steps were very slow. But he kept pressing onward, for he was wending home, still shouting as he journeyed, deliverance will come.
And palms of victory, crowns of glory, palms of victory, I shall wear.
The songsters in the arbor that stood along the way attracted his attention, inviting his delay. His watchword being onward, he stopped his ears and ran, still shouting as he journeyed, deliverance will come.
And palms of victory, crowns of glory, palms of victory, I shall wear.
I saw him in the evening, the sun was bending low. He'd overtopped the mountain and reached the vale below. He saw that holy city, his everlasting home, and shouted loud, Hosanna, deliverance will come.
And palms of victory, crowns of glory, palms of victory, I shall wear.
While gazing on that city across the narrow flood, a band of holy angels came from the throne of God. They bore him on their pinions across the raging flood, and joined him in his triumph. Deliverance had come.
And palms of victory, crowns of glory, palms of victory, I shall wear.
I heard that song of triumph upon the other shore, crying, Jesus has redeemed us to suffer nevermore. And casting his eyes backwards on the race that he had run, he shouted aloud, Hosanna, deliverance has come.
And palms of victory, crowns of glory, palms of victory, I shall wear.
That was The Wayworn Traveler by Helen Schnare. We started off the show with Give Me Just a Little More Time, and now we're going to sort of wander down the same path. This is Nancy Griffith, and she's saying, I can't help but wonder where I'm bound. You know, what's going to happen next? Where do we go from here? What should I be doing with my life? Those are the questions that folk music sometimes asks. This is Can't Help But Wonder Where I'm Bound by Nancy Griffith.
It's a long and dusty road, and it's a hard and heavy load. The folks I meet ain't always kind. Well, some are bad and some are good, and some have done the best they could. Some have tried to ease my trouble and mine. And I can't help but wonder where I'm bound or where I'm bound. Can't help but wonder where I'm bound. I've been wandering through this land, just doing the best I can, trying to find what I was meant to do. And the people that I see look as worried as can be, and it looks like they are a wandering too. And I can't help but wonder where I'm bound or where I'm bound. I can't help but wonder where I'm bound. Mm-hmm. I had me a buddy back home, and he started out to roam. He's out by the Frisco Bay. And sometimes when I've had a few, his old voice comes a-ringing through, and I'm going out to see him someday. And I can't help but wonder where I'm bound or where I'm bound. I can't help but wonder where I'm bound. Well, if you see me passing by, and you sit and you wonder why, and you wish that you were a rambler too, well, nail your shoes to the kitchen floor, just lace them up and bar the door, and thank your stars for the roof that's over you. Because I can't help but wonder where I'm bound or where I'm bound. I can't help but wonder where I'm bound. And I can't help but wonder where I'm bound or where I'm bound. I can't help but wonder where I'm bound.
You just heard Can't Help But Wonder Where I'm Bound, sung by Nancy Griffith. Next song needs a little introduction, I think. Many of you know about all this, but some of you don't. Back in the 70s especially, but even today, there are things called Citizens Band Radios, CB radios, and truckers use them a lot. They have a fairly short range, maybe 10 to 15 miles most of the time, I think. So when you're driving in a car, if you have a CB radio, you can pick up people who are within 10 or 15 miles of you. And at that time, a lot of people got CB radios in their cars. The truckers still had them, I think. They talked to each other on the road. But back then, a lot of regular, everyday citizens got CB radios. I did. And I used to drive from New York City down to Tampa, Florida, every year, sometimes twice a year, then back up. And we were on these interstate roads for days. So we'd use our CB radio and chat with people. You'd chat with truckers, you'd chat. It was an interesting experience. You never knew who you're going to talk to. And sometimes you could say things like, where's the nearest gas station or something like that, you know. Anyway, this song is called Convoy. And it catches a bunch of truckers getting together through their CB radios and sort of, well, you can hear what happens. So this was the number one hit song in the U.S. in 1975. Convoy by C.W. McCall.
Yeah, Breaker 19, this here's a rubber duck. You got a copy on me, Big Ben, come on. Yeah, 10-4, Big Ben, for sure, for sure. By golly, it's clean clear to Flagtown, come on. Yeah, it's a big 10-4 there, Big Ben. Yeah, we definitely got the front door, good buddy. Mercy sakes alive, looks like we got us a convoy.
It was the dark of the moon on the 6th of June in a Kenworth pulling logs. Cab over Pete with a reefer on and a Jimmy hauling hogs. We is heading for Bear on I-10 about a mile out of Shaky Town. I says, Pigpen, this here's a rubber duck and I'm about to put the hammer down.
Cause we got a little convoy rocking through the night. Yeah, we got a little convoy, it's your beautiful sight. Come on and join our convoy, ain't nothing gonna get in our way. We gonna roll this truckin' convoy across the USA.
Here's a duck, and you want to back off them hogs? 10-4, about 5 miles or so. 10, roger, them hogs is getting intense up here.
By the time we got into Tulsa Town, we had 85 trucks in all. But they's a roadblock up on the Cloverleaf, and them bears is wall to wall. Yeah, them smokies as thick as bugs on a bumper. They even had a bear in the air. I says, calling all trucks, this here's the duck. We about to go a-hunting bear.
Cause we got a great big convoy rocking through the night. Yeah, we got a great big convoy. Ain't she a beautiful sight? Come on and join our convoy. Ain't never gonna get in our way. We gonna roll this truckin' convoy across the
that Big Ben? Negatory, Big Ben, you're still too close. Yeah, them hulk is starting to close up my sinuses. Mercy sakes, you better back off another 10.
Well, we rolled up Interstate 44 like a rocket sled on rails. We tore up all of our swindle sheets and left them setting on the scales. By the time we hit that shy town, them bears was getting smart. They'd brought up some reinforcements from the Illinois National Guard. There's armored cars and tanks and jeeps and rigs of every size. Yeah, them chicken coops was full of bears and choppers filled the skies. Well, we shot the line, we went for broke with 1,000 screaming trucks and 11 long-haired friends of Jesus in a chartreuse microbus.
Here, rubber duck to Sodbuster. Come on there, yeah. 10-4, Sodbuster. Listen, you want to put that microbus in behind that suicide jockey? Yeah, he's hauling dynamite and he needs all the help he can get.
Well, we laid a strip for the Jersey Shore and prepared to cross the line. I could see the bridge was lined with bears, but it didn't have a doggone dime. I says, Pigpen, this here's a rubber duck. We just ain't gonna pay no toll. So we crashed the gate doing 98. I says, let them truckers roll 10-4.
Cause we got a mighty cowboy rocking through the night. Yeah, we got a mighty cowboy. Ain't she a beautiful sight? Come on and join our
Big Ben, what's your 20? Omaha. Well, they ought to know what to do with them honks out there for sure. Well, mercy sakes, good buddy. We're going to back on out here, so keep the bugs off your glass and the bears off your tail. We'll catch you on the flip-flop. This here's a rubber duck on the side. We gone. Bye-bye.
That was Convoy by C.W. McCall. You're listening to Wombats and Music, and I'm your host, Harry Baia. I bring you Wombats and Music Monday nights at 7 and Saturday afternoons at 1, unless there's a football game at Emory and Henry, in which case my show often gets preempted, depending on the timing. Anyway, I'm on 1 to 2 in the afternoon on Saturdays, if there isn't a football game. And we are coming to you from WEHC, the radio station at Emory and Henry University, and also from WISE in Wise, Virginia. And this is the show each week I put on and play songs for you and put in readings and stories and jokes and other oddball things that I call Wombats. And Wombats and Music, that's the show. And it turns out that there's a wombat coming up right now. A number of years ago, I went to Australia for 2 weeks. I actually went twice and had a wonderful time. And while I was there, I had an experience with a poem, and I'm going to tell you all about it and then read you the poem. This is my experience in Australia. Today's Wombat.
This is the man from Snowy River. I discovered this poem, I thought, in Australia while looking through some books. After I discovered it, I found out it's kind of the national poem of Australia. Everyone in Australia knows of it. And there have been two movies, The Man from Snowy River and the sequel, both, I thought, great movies. Anyway, this is a story, and I'm going to read you a little outline of what goes on. Then I'm going to read you the story. It takes about 5 minutes. It's a poem by Banjo Patterson, published in 1890. And yeah, I'm going to do it with a slight Australian accent. I apologize for that, but I love it. So anyway, here's what the story's about. The poem tells the story of a horseback pursuit to recapture the colt of a prize-winning racehorse that escaped from its paddock and is living wild with the Brumbies. That's the feral horses, wild horses. The Brumbies of the mountain ranges. Eventually, the Brumbies descend a seemingly impassably steep slope, at which point the assembled riders give up the pursuit, except for the young hero, the man from Snowy River, who spurs his pony down the terrible descent to catch the mob. That's what they call the horses, the mob. So, this I'm now going to read you The Man from Snowy River. There was movement at the station, for the word had passed around that the colt from Old Regret had got away, and had joined the wild bush horses. He was worth £1,000, so all the cracks had gathered to the fray. All the tried and noted riders from stations near and far had mustered at the homestead overnight, for the bushmen love hard riding where the wild bush horses are, and the stock horses snuffs the battle with delight. There was Harrison who made his pile when Pardon won the cup, the old man with his hair as white as snow. But few could ride beside him when his bud was fairly up. He would go wherever horse and man could go. And Clancy of the Overflow came down to lend a hand. No better horseman ever held the reins, for never horse could throw him while the saddle girths would stand. He learnt to ride while droving on the plains. And one there was, a stripling on a small and weedy beast. He was something like a racehorse, undersized, with a touch of Timor pony, three parts thoroughbred at least, and such as are by mountain horsemen prized. He was hard and tough and wiry, just the sort that won't say die. There was courage in his quick, impatient tread, and he bore the badge of gainness in his bright and fiery eyes, and the proud and lofty carriage of his head. But still, so slight and weedy, one would doubt his power to stay. And the old man said, "That horse will never do for a long and tiring gallop, lad. You'd better stop away. Those hills are far too rough for such as you." So he waited, sad and wistful. Only Clancy stood his friend. "I think we ought to let him come," he said. "I warrant he'll be with us when he's wanted at the inn, for both his horse and he are mountain bred." He hails from Snowy River up by Kosciuszko's side, where the hills are twice as steep and twice as rough, where a horse's hoof strikes firelight from the flintstones every stride. The man that holds his own is good enough. And the Snowy River riders on the mountain make their home, where the river runs through those giant hills between. I've seen full many horsemen since I first commenced to roam, but nowhere yet such horsemen have I seen. So he went. They found the horses by the big mimosa clump. They raced away toward the mountain's brow, and the old man gave his orders. "Boys, go at them from the jump. No use to try for fancy riding now. And Clancy, you must wield them. Try to wield them to the right. Ride boldly, lad, and never fear the spills, for never yet was rider that could keep the mob in sight if once they gained the shelter of those hills." So Clancy rode to wheel them. He was racing on the wing, where the best and boldest riders take their place. And he raced his stock horse past them, and he made the rages ring with the stock whip as he met them face to face. Then they halted for a moment while he swung the dreaded lash. But they saw their well-loved mountain full in view, and they charged beneath the stock whip with a sharp and sudden dash, and off into the mountain scrub they flew. Then fast the horsemen followed where the gorges deep and black resounded to the thunder of the tread, and the stock whips woke the echoes, and they fiercely answered back from cliffs and crags that beetled overhead. And upward, ever upward, the wild horses held their way, where mountain ash and courageon grew wide, and the old man muttered fiercely, "We may bid the mob good day. No man can hold them down the other side." When they reached the mountain's summit, even Clancy took a pull. It well might make the boldest hold their breath. The wild hop scrub grew thickly, and the hidden ground was full of wombat holes, and any slip was death. And the man from Snowy River let the pony have his head, and he swung his stock whip round and gave a cheer, and he raced him down the mountain like a torrent down its bed, while the others stood and watched in very fear. He sent the flintstones flying, but the pony kept his feet. He cleared the fallen timber in his stride, and the man from Snowy River never shifted in his seat. It was grand to see that mountain horseman ride. Through the stringy barks and saplings on the rough and broken ground, down the hillside at a racing pace he went, and he never drew his bridle till he landed safe and sound at the bottom of that terrible descent. He was right among the horses as they climbed the further hill, and the watchers on the mountain, standing mute, saw him ply the stock whip fiercely. He was right among them still as he raced across the clearing in pursuit. Then they lost him for a moment where the two mountain gullies met, in the ranges, but a final glimpse reveals on a dim and distant hillside the wild horses racing yet with the man from Snowy River at their heels. And he ran them single-handed till their sides were white with foam. He followed like a bloodhound on their track till they halted, cowed and beaten. Then he turned their heads for home, and unalone and unassisted brought them back. But his hardy mountain pony, he could scarcely raise a trot. He was blood from hip to shoulder from the spur. But his pluck was still undaunted and his courage fiery hot, for never yet was mountain horse a cur. And down by Kosciuszko, where the pine-clad ridges raise their torn and rugged battlements on high, where the air is clear as crystal and the white stars fairly blaze at midnight in the cold and frosty sky, and where around the overflow the reed beds sweep and sway, to the breezes and the rolling plains are wide, the man from Snowy River is a household word today, and the stockmen tell the story of his ride.
Was the man from Snowy River, read for you by Harry Baya. The next song is a romantic song. It's by Charlie Puth and Meghan Trainor, and it's about Marvin Gaye, a musician. So let's Marvin Gaye and get it on. Marvin Gaye.
Let's Marvin Gaye and get it on. You got the healing that I want, just like they say it in the song. Till the dawn, let's Marvin Gaye and get it on. We got this, King says to ourselves. Don't have to share with no one else. Don't keep your secrets to yourself. I'ma suit your show and tell.
Charlie Puth and Meghan Trainor. The next song is old-fashioned gospel. He Hideth My Soul, complete with harmony by Heartland Harmony.
Shadows a dry, thirsty land. He hideth my life in the depths of his love and covers me there with his hand. And covers me there with his hand.
Soul by Heartland Harmony. Next up is one of my favorite country songs, Rakin' a Ramblin' Man by Don Williams.
I ran into an old friend of mine the other day. We hadn't seen each other for quite a while. What he had to say to me hit me pretty hard, 'cause I think a lot of folks get started this way. He said, I thought it would be so easy, another one night stand. She seemed so warm and willing, right in the palm of my hand. Now it's 3 months ago last Wednesday since I woke up in her bed. Lord, I think I love her, but it scares me half to death. 'Cause you know I'm a raving, a rambling man, free as an eagle flies. Well, look at me now and tell me the truth. Do I look like a daddy to you? Oh, do I look like a daddy to you? Now she's feeling sick in the mornings. She can't get into her jeans. I spent my last $10, bought her a secondhand ring. I start to work next Monday, 'cause I just can't let her down. I've had me some good times, but it's all changing now. You know I'm a rake and a rambling man, free as an eagle flies. Well, look at me now and tell me true. Do I look like a daddy to you? Or do I look like a daddy to you? You know I'm a rake and a rambling man, free as an eagle flies. Well, look at me now and tell me true. Do I look like a daddy to you? Or do I look like a daddy to you?
That was Rakin' a Rambling Man by Don Williams. Song is The Hard Rock Bottom of Your Heart, sung by Randy Travis.
Since the day I was led to temptation, and then weakness did let your love down, I have prayed that with time and compassion you'd come around. And I keep waiting for you to forgive me, and you keep saying to the hard rock bottom of your heart, to the hard rock bottom of your heart. Now this home we have built is still standing, its foundation is on solid ground. Do we roll up our sleeves and repair or burn it down? And I keep waiting for you to forgive me, and you keep saying you can't even start. And I feel like a stone you have picked up and thrown to the hard rock bottom of your heart, to the hard rock bottom of your heart. We can't just block it out, we've got to talk it out, until our hearts get back in touch. I need your love, I miss it. I can't go on like this, it hurts too much. And I keep waiting for you to forgive me. And you keep saying you can't even start. And I feel like a stone you have picked up and thrown to the hard rock bottom of your heart. To the hard rock bottom of your heart. To the hard rock bottom of your heart. To the hard rock bottom of your heart.
That was The Hard Rock Bottom of Your Heart by Randy Travis. That song gets to me. I feel like I've lived through that. You know, I feel like a stone you have thrown to the hard rock bottom of your heart. That's a bad ending of a relationship. That's what that is. And now the last song today will be Gold Heart Locket by Jeff Black. And if you listen closely, it just might tug your heartstrings. It does mine. You have to listen to the words to see what happens. But it's a nice song to listen to, even without the meaning. This is Gold Heart Locket by Jeff Black.
All night long I've been riding, riding. I should have been there by now. These old county roads got a lot of deep holes, and the rain keeps pouring down. The bridges washed out in the rising, rising waters of the river rush by. Limbo to my fenders and mud and to my witness above. I'm really stuck this time. Got a gold heart locket on a silver chain, clenched tight in my fist, the pouring rain. And the only road back home again is all but washed away. Well, I'm gonna cross that river tonight, no matter what it takes, though I might die trying. My true love will remain in a gold heart locket on a silver chain. We'll open it up and she's lovely, lovely, eyes of hazel green. But I close it up fast, cause the rain gets past and lays a tear down on her cheek. Promised her once that I'd never, ever break her heart again. So Lord, take me there with a silent prayer and her locket in my hand. The last thing I remember, I was fearing for my life. She was calling out my name from over on the other side. Well, I reached out to hold her, but the break was just too strong. And the silence just gets colder as the river rages on. night long I've been riding, riding. Should have been there by now. These old county roads got a lot of deep holes, and the rain keeps pouring down. The bridges washed out and the rising, rising waters of the river rush by. And I'm up to my fenders and mud and to my witness above. I'm really stuck this time. I got a gold heart locket on a silver chain, clenched tight in my fist, the pouring rain. And the only road back home again is all but washed away. Well, I'm gonna cross that river tonight, no matter what it takes, although I might die trying. My true love will remain in a gold heart locket on a silver chain.
Was Gold Heart Locket by Jeff Black. You've been listening to Wombats and Music, and I'm your host, Harry Baya. I bring you Wombats and Music Monday nights at 7 and Saturday afternoons at 1 from WEHC at Emory and Henry University and from WISE in Wise, Virginia. It's my chance to play for you songs I think are special and put in wombats like tonight's The Man from Snowy River. Now it's time to close the show, and I want you to join me. Please join me in celebrating most joyously our being here at all. Goodbye.